Blog Talk Radio. see you creeping out there on the dance floor. I want you to put your hands together like that. Come on.
Mic check, yeah. 1, 2, 1.
That's when you got it. Ooh, it
Sunray.
Yeah. There you
Sunray
go. Just move your left leg. That's it?
Yeah, PP, hot tip.
Yeah, with the beat, come on.
Hot tip, man, let me turn
your
down.
Throw your right hand in the air. That's it. Lean left, lean right, lean front, lean back.
Welcome, everybody, to Culture Freedom Radio. With Nuwapi and Talk, I am your brother and host, Kabina Ray, with Sunray 9. It's so much to say this week. It's so much that went down this week. And you know, you know me usual, being under the gun as I am. All right. But we're going to start today off. Today's Nuwapi date is the fourth month. It's the eighth day of the fourth month. All right. People who don't think I'm keeping up with all the Nuwapian calendar, you're mistaken. I'm on it like that. And also, Pop Nababianoon is free, and we appreciate everyone working towards the freedom fight, those who are truly concerned. Right quick, want to give a big up to the New York mayor, mayor number one up in New York, Brooklyn, New York. The link is in the chat room. We'll probably post it again later. And this is what I'm talking about by handling business. A lot of people order things through the mail, through Nuwapian bookstores, All Eyes on Egypt, et cetera, and they take forever with getting them. I ordered my language book on Tuesday, and I got it Saturday morning. I'm like a kid with a new toy, man. This is the Nuwapic Language Book 1, one of the new Nuwapic books that's putting people up on the new script, et cetera, et cetera. And, oh, I am so overjoyed, especially the guy here kind of fast. So, mayor number one, big up to you. They taking care of business up there. They handling it on mail order, on the street. The mayor up there, the Parar, is under reconstruction. Big up to the family, to the Parar tent up there, as well as the other gods and goddesses who are making it happen. So, y'all setting a good example. The thugs like myself. All right. Also, the Nuwapian conference call last week, which we got off the air kind of early for, as JJ would say at good times, it was dynamite. It was off the chain. You understand me? Well, that's what they had it for. And it was a lot of outformation, as people say, was that cleared up, especially about Liberia. And Pon Nababianoon, as certain people are saying, he's not a Liberian diplomat, this. It was explained in the conference call what went down, right, and what he did and why he did it. Now, I don't know if I could repeat it on the air or not, because I can't explain it as good as the sisters did at the conference call. So hopefully they might maybe replay that or reformat that, where, you know, I don't know what the family want to do about it as far as the legal aspect is concerned. But that information was very vital, and I'm glad we went to the conference call on that, because it was very crucial, you know, what happened with his Liberian status, as well as with Charles Taylor, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? So I give you an example. I know this for a fact. What they did to him was they waited till he got out of office and the new regime took in, you follow? And then they wanted to bring him up for war crimes, because you can't charge a president of a nation with war crimes while he's in office. It's a violation against international law. Like, you can't go in and snatch a head of state. And that's what international law, you know, I ain't going to say allow, but the United States violated international law when they snatched up Pon Nababianoon, who was head of state. So they got multiple international violations, and they know it. It's these niggas with these watered-down lectures. They don't know. So this is what we out here to do, set the record straight with the facts, and the conference call was off the chain. Big up to the legal team. Also, those who want to support the legal team, all right, with our freedom fight, our Nuwapian Nation freedom fight, I'm going to put this up in the chat room now. Bank of America, all right, and the account number is 223-121-6. 216-111-3. Yes. All right, that's the account number to the Bank of America. All right, and you can make a deposit to that account. For those of you who need a routing number, okay, we will follow that too. Also, I'm going to give you the number to the mayor up in New York for those who want more information on the Freedom Fight, because that's the only number that I have right now. And the routing number is 053-904-483. That's the routing number to the Bank of America to go with the account number. And the number to the Brooklyn Mirror, which I highly recommend for those of you who are ordering books, especially out there in the Ohio area, out there in Cincinnati. It's Delmar French. That's a good brother out there. Knows the brothers up in New York. Big up to Cincinnati, the Nuwapian family out there in Cincinnati. I'm getting wind of y'all. You hear what I'm saying? All right. 718-452-9329. That's the Brooklyn, New York Mirror number. Give them a call, as well as go to the website if you're looking to order product and get it within a 2 to 3 day period. I vouch for it. I'm a witness. A shadow, as they say. I can testify. All right. This week's quote of the week, David Banner. All right. David Banner says, "Our situation is more psychological than people will admit." All right. Black kids will kill black kids for the same reason cops do. They see no value. Which leads me into this week's Facebook dilemma, which seems to be hitting national news about Facebook Messenger. I'm sure you heard about this by now, Sunray, right?
Not really, some parts. Yeah.
What? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Let's go in. I'm surprised you ain't up on it. Facebook Messenger, look. All right, now the old way of messaging people through the old inbox, them days is over. They phased that out. And in order to message people, instant message people and get your messages, you're going to have to download Facebook Messenger, which allows them access to your camera and your microphone, all your personal data where they can record you, listen to you without your knowledge. They don't have to have permission through this Facebook Messenger to do this. Now, the question is, how many people are going to delete their Facebook account? Everybody tells you about it, but nobody deletes their account. I haven't said nobody didn't delete their Facebook account. But one of the things people think about is that, well, if I delete my Facebook account, how am I going to keep up with my social contacts? You know, all these ways of messaging people. But here's the thing. Even if you do delete your Facebook account, your profile, all right, there's other ways. Guess who is doing the same thing? It's just not as notarized. Google Chrome, Google Plus, YouTube, Yahoo, which we'll get back to Yahoo in a minute. All right, so everybody's taking information because they're all a part of the same network web. All right, so what we as black people have to do is just watch what you say on Facebook. All right. This is why Ponder Babianoon warned us. Use it for business, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. For more information on that, you can go to woonuwop.com and get the latest information update. All right. Okay. Ferguson, let's go in. Now, I know we have two topics. All right. We're going to come back to the Caucasian one a little bit later, because that's important too. That ties in with this Ferguson thing. Now, this Ferguson thing, the question is Ferguson a hoax? Now, what made me even come up with this type of reasoning? All right, there was a white boy. I don't know his name, and I'm not disrespecting his humanity by just saying white boy. That's, you know, it's barbershop talk. White boy put the video up on YouTube a while back about the Trayvon Martin case, how he was breaking down 33-degree masonry. And you know, at the time, it sounded so touchy because everybody was so in an emotional state. How could you kill this young man in cold blood? Well, then Zimmerman gets off, and he's running around the country making a mockery and a fool of himself and niggas. So I'm like, you know, it's possibly that this nigga was paid to do this, and, you know, they're using him as a patsy to try to start a riot, but it didn't work. Okay? So now, all throughout the country this week, I've been hearing about police killing unarmed people. This is all this week in L.A. and a couple more places I can't remember. All right? Now, here's my question. All right, and a lot of people, when I asked this earlier in this week, got a little sensitive, it got a little heated, but I don't give a damn. The question is, how can you expect justice, right, as police officer killing a boy when black people still kill each other on a daily basis? It just don't make sense to me. You're going to scream murder, murder, because this cop, quote, which we'll get into that a little bit later, killed this black boy unarmed. But look what black people do, the murder, and we do, and everything. Have the murders stopped since the Ferguson incident? No. Innocent grandmother walking down the street with her two grandchildren, she gets killed in the crossfire of a gang drive-by. And you want justice for this. Now, this is the ridiculousness of it. One part of the country, niggas is fighting for justice, robbing, looting, stealing, all this. And at the same time, who's marching for the other innocent victims throughout the country, for them getting killed by our own people? Who's marching now? That's what I'm pissed off about. How you going to stand up here in front of America and scream bloody murder, but we do it to ourselves? That's what I'm trying. No one seems to want to address this issue. Now, Ferguson, I don't know whether it's, I don't know what type of, whether it's incorporated or unincorporated. All that stuff means something in the real estate game. But this week, the Black Panthers did show up out there. I didn't hear much of them about nothing other than just standing around and marching. I didn't see them shooting nobody. Well, I'm not egging it on that they do. All right, but nevertheless, they was pretty cool this week. You know what I'm saying? Because once niggas got a taste of that tear gas, yeah, everybody better calm down. Now, also, the Hebrew Israelites, I saw a video of them marching out there. You know, they were the most uniformed. Well, maybe because of the lack of video footage, me not being there, but from people who are there and reporting what's going on. I don't agree with their doctrine, but I do agree that the fact that they had some balls to go out there and take a stand. Say, well, what are you Nuwapians doing? We teaching. That's what we do. We teaching how to break the ghost spell of Leviathan so you can stop killing each other and being in situations like these in the first place. That's what we do. Everybody know our doctrine is the solution. You can say arrogant all you want to, I don't give a damn. Can you prove us wrong? No. So we under the gun in another way. We say this, free our president as our president is going to be free, and then you'll really see the man of the hour get down. All right. We'll leave that at that right there. So if anybody wants to call in on the Ferguson situation, you can go ahead. Let me hear it. But to me, it seems like a hoax. And what I mean by that is that certain things happen that raise my eyebrows. Okay? First of all, the police information gets leaked, right, through Yahoo. Now, that don't make no sense. A Yahoo Internet police leak? As tight as security is, somebody leaked that out, man. Come on, think. And then it's two different pictures of the same officer. Then there was the linked video. All right, they're trying to say that the boy robbed someplace or whatever. Then there was the way the suspect told the story. Not the suspect. I'm sorry. I apologize. The way the brother who survived his story. That didn't sound all that great to me. I'm not saying he's lying. And he was a very well-spoken black man for a brother from the hood, not saying that's like an exception to the rule, because if you listen to him talk, I was like, this brother is well-mannered and well-speeched. Usually you hear some sort of slang. You know what I mean?
we was walking in the caps and, you know.
No, none of that. So that was good. But,
you know, things just not adding up
with this thing.
Now, you get the same lawyer.
That's what really raised my eyebrow, the lawyer, who lost the Trayvon Martin case. I mean, what is he, a public-appointed lawyer for black people who lose children? I mean, who is this dude? You know what I'm saying? It's not making no sense. It's really not making no sense. Also, you bring in Al Sharpton, who, by the way, they say is a known, you know, Al Sharpton sold out a long time, the conscious community, you know, I don't need to go into that. And Jesse Jackson, y'all know about him. Wherever Jesse goes, it's always something messy. So you bring in these figures plus the lawyer, and it's not making no sense. And obviously the officer is on paid administrative leave. Da-da-da-da-da. Y'all know the routine. Hey, if somebody in the conscious community thinks that he's going to get off or not going to get off, say so now because it's obviously he's going to get off. But before I continue, we have a hand up. Let's see. 404-803, your line is open. Welcome to Cultural Freedom Radio.
All right. What's up with it, Cabina Ray? This is your brother, Ant, Cultural Freedom Radio partner. Yeah,
oh, yeah, you set the bar, bro. I got to give you a big up. You know, I watch show numbers. And, oh,
man, that's
man,
making
it hard.
The family, y'all. The family held it down. I ain't do nothing. Shit,
oh, yeah.
I went up to them Plaza and fell asleep. They held it down. Shit, I was waiting for you to come in. I'm like, woo, the family held it down. We had to do an extra one. You know what I'm saying? But you know. Yeah, I just got back off vacation. I was down your way. Shit, I should have hit you up, but I was on the move. I was right there in Stockbridge.
Oh, yeah, you was a bit away, so.
Yeah, I was a bit away.
Okay.
A bit away because you down in Millich, yeah. But, yeah, I was a bit, you know, not to put your business out, but, yeah, I was your way. But, yeah, man, now speaking on, I just wanted to comment, and I'm going to get on off and let you do your show. When they showed that brother, I was down. I was actually in Clayton County at the time. I was in Jonesboro when they brought up on CNN. That little boy was coached, and then you see that brother that was standing next to him. That's why
one
you didn't hear no first.
Say that again, pardon me.
No, that little. That's why you didn't hear no hood stuff. He did sound good, but he was coached. If you go back and look at the stuff, you can see he was reading off a teleprompter, and he was trying to get the language right to go along with how his demeanor is, like you were saying with the hood stuff. That little young brother there only knew that dude for a couple months, Mike. So, like you're saying, all this is a stage and it's a hoax, and because the Trayvon thing didn't work, this is the new thing. To get it going on, and they getting their practice. And Tony L sent me some pictures of in New York, which he had showed me last year. Man, they is military martial law up in that mug, man. He showed me stuff from different locations where they got M16s all over New York. And like you said, when they got a taste of that tear gas, they preparing for something bigger. But as black people, we ain't responding to it the way they want. Which is a good thing to a certain extent. You see what I'm saying? Because our minds ain't ready for that type of warfare. Now, spiritually, things are working in our favor spiritually because we're not responding to it. So he's going to show himself for the beast that he is. And what people don't understand, and they're downplaying, you got UN troops already on the ground ready to neutralize them. And this is what cops are even saying. The cops in Ferguson, because I was over that way, because I left East Chicago, and then some of my people had came up East Chicago from that way. The cops done turned because of the simple fact the federal government moved in on them. So they marching with the citizens and getting sprayed. And the sister got pepper sprayed, and she came out just then and said, y'all going to pepper spray me again? And she's in a political office. I forget what I think Congress or something. But anyway, they pepper sprayed her. So, yeah, this is something to really keep our eyes on, you know, and I just wanted to just get that point and let you get back to your show.
Okay.
So, I appreciate that, family, for your calling.
Well, and I put it up there. I think we got it up on Culture Freedom. It's a black sister. She got pepper spray. But, yeah, you can phone and mute me out. I just wanted to say what's up with you.
Okay. Appreciate the family calling. And we have more callers in here. Let's see. 912-596. Your line is open. Welcome to Culture Freedom Radio.
Brother Kabina, what's going on? What's going on, man? It's just your boy, Savannah Black, calling from out of Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah, Savannah Black. Yeah, your numbers is rolling too, dog.
I'll just be chilling, man. Hey, look, brother, I seen an article yesterday where it was this lady, and matter of fact, if I was home right now, I'll put the website inside the chat room. But this lady went on this radio show, and I'm trying to think of the radio show that she went on, but it was a nationally syndicated radio show, and she said that she had an account of what happened as told to her by the officer. And they asked, well, why did he tell, why did he discuss it, what happened? It was, and the lady said that he didn't think that it was going to blow up the way that it did. And she said that he told her that the young brother looked like he was on some type of drugs or something, and that when he pulled over and was talking to him, so the young brother had rushed him, grabbed him, and, tried to grab his gun and point the gun at his thigh. That's when the gun went off, and he said that the young brother said took off and started running, and when he got the car, he said the boy started taunting him. And then he said that's when he started running towards him full speed to attack him, and that's when he withdrew his weapon and fired at him. See, that's the lie.
This don't make
that
no sense
that
either.
It don't make no sense, but that's going to be something that they're going to use as a defense, because this lady who was talking said she's a close personal friend of the family.
Now, here's the thing, Savannah Black. Here's the thing. Don't the police cruisers have cameras on them and record everything while they're rolling?
Yeah,
and it's obvious
they
when they run away. Well, where's the camera footage of? Even if the camera don't catch it, the audio will catch what happened. How come they not releasing that?
It's like
it's like
they can do anything they want to with audio, with digital, with visual. Anything that has to run through any type of digital processor, they can take that shit and they can fix it up any type of way that they want to and put it out to the world and say, this right here is what happened. Even when looking at the video footage of what happened inside the store, I'm not too sure about that being, what happened, because we're dealing with somebody that has a diabolical nature, and to cover their tracks, man, they use any type of propaganda they can get their hands on. That's how I feel about it, man. But I just was just chiming in, brother. You got a great show, man, and I appreciate you speaking up on this, So
appreciate
it, brother. Right on,
okay.
Right on. I'm out.
That was Savannah Black, big up. We're going to take one more call before we continue on. 614-601, welcome to Culture Freedom Radio. Your line is open.
614-601, welcome to Culture Freedom Radio. Your line is open.
Yeah, hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, you have to turn your radio down in the background. I think I hear that, too.
Okay, yeah. Hotep, brother.
Hotep.
Okay, yeah. I was calling to say that I was piggybacking on what your first caller was saying. When you first, this whole rules that's been set up is always a thing to, it's however they want to portray you. You know what I'm saying? Or however they want to portray the African American, because the African American is nothing more than a slave to whatever they want down or whatnot. It took me back to Charles Manson and his whole endeavor, what he was trying to put down. You know what I'm saying? He was like, well, I'm gonna kill all the white people, and then the black people will have to be, that need somebody to lead on and so forth, and I'll be the one and whatnot. And, that was the That was the whole thing behind his thing, you know, getting rid of all the rich elites or white people and whatnot and everything. And then we go into Trayvon Martin, and then the other brother in Florida that was shot and killed by the guy, you know what I'm saying, that said the music was up too loud. Okay?
Right.
And it's all about putting this thing down, what we have been told, you know what I'm saying, by them in 95, that there's an impending race war. You know what I'm saying? And then after the impending race war, then it was going to be a nuclear war. And this is the elites' positioning or how they wanted to put things down. They going on with their schedule, you know, their scheduled rulership of the earth, as it were. You know what I'm saying? When we look at the guide stones up in Georgia, Stone Mountain, Georgia, those guide stones and whatnot, they're going on with their plan and whatnot. So we have the impending, you know what I'm saying, race war, and they can't get it off. They can't get it off because they can't get, you know, like the African American, you know what I'm saying, to jump up and say, well, hell, you know, heck, we're going to fight all white people so they can bring in the martial law. You know what I'm saying? That's just all that thing in Ferguson was is a test ground and so forth for all this military installation of vehicles and whatnot that the military is supposedly giving to the local police forces and whatnot. All of that to set up this martial law.
Okay. Now I'm gonna put you on hold for a second, call. Let's talk about that for a minute. When people are talking about martial law, now why do they want to keep martial law? What's the big deal? Now once they get that in, now what's the purpose of it? Well, the next step is to get you niggas in a concentration camp. Why do they want black people, and really all citizens, in a concentration camp? Well, it's like, so you can now, you become the chicken now if you're in a concentration camp, because the same way black people raise chickens and put them on a wire in a cage, the same way there are beings out there eat human beings like you eat chicken. Now, that sounds crazy, right? But there is such evidence of cannibalism, Jeffrey Dahmer, and going on back and forth. The cop in New York was just released, and he was planning on killing and cooking and eating women. Cannibalism exists out there. Now, how did cannibalism get in your genes? Because of mixing in with beings that eat human flesh. All right? So that's the whole purpose of martial law, concentration camp, and then you become food. All right, caller, I'm going to let you back in if you got anything else to add. All right, Sun Ray.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Anything you want to add right now, folks? Go ahead, Sun Ray.
Yeah, I just want to throw a couple of things in there right fast. One about the brother that was supposed to have been with Michael Brown, who so-called witnessed it and who saw the thing that happened. Now, I watched the video, and like Brother Savannah said, I don't really trust them on their video thing, too, because they masters at this. We watch Hollywood, so we know they know how to doctrinate up audios and videos and stuff. But one thing, too, have anybody ever sat in a room with a detective, been involved in any kind of crime? I hope not, though, but have you ever been in there and you had a charge partner? And y'all know when you got a charge partner, that means you and somebody else been accused of a crime. You know they going to tell you, you facing 30 years, man, you facing 50 years. Only thing you got to do is just tell us what happened and so, we'll let you go. So that's the scenario right there. Because y'all remember now, you watched the video, he was standing right behind so-called Michael Brown. And Michael Brown handed him the looked like a box of cigarillos or whatever it was, handed him a whole box. So right there on the video, that would make him a charge partner in the crime. He would be accessory to the crime. So the whole thing with that is, like I said, he was coerced into saying, you know, whatever he said. I didn't even see his interview. So it's like, hey, if you go ahead and tell this side of it, we'll let you go. Because y'all know they say he was not brought up on any charges, and he won't be charged. So his whole thing was they get you to testify against your other charge partner. So his charge partner dead, so-called dead, his charge partner. You know, but the whole thing, too, about back on black, you know, black killing each other and then police killing each other. Actually, I feel what you were saying on that one. We killing each other. Yes, it's true. That is a bad goddamn thing that we are killing each other. But it's a totally different whole scenario when you got people supposed to be here to serve and protect you and so-called uphold the law and just shoot you down in cold blood. See, their thing is supposed to be able to apprehend you and be the so-called, as they say, bring you to justice. They can't have justice. They shoot you down in cold blood in the street. That's a whole different thing. See, their thing, if I go out and commit a crime, their job is to apprehend me, bring me in, or detain me, and then bring me into the court of law and then prove me innocent and guilty. That's what they're supposed to do. So the outrage is with the people is not if Michael Brown strong-arm robbed somebody or not. You see, that's the whole thing they're trying to do with somebody. They're trying to make it, well, he strong-arm robbed the store. And it's like he actually warranted it what came to him. That's not right.
His well, hold on, was not
right.
Let me ask
brother down. Go ahead.
Let me ask something. Now, how many statistics – we need to get into some statistics here. What's the percentage of – because every time I see police torture, it's really torture, not brutality. It's torture. Police brutality or torture, whatever you want to say, whatever floats your boat. What percentage are white officers to black officers? Because I always see white officers as the ones who's whooping us with the sticks, shooting us. I don't see no black officers will shoot and kill you too if they have to in defense of their life. But they don't. Black officers aren't going out there starting shit like these white officers are. Now, there's some black officers that's some assholes, but they ain't really. They'll fuck you up and get you locked up. But they ain't going to, you know, kill your ass. So what's the percentage of white officers, right, doing the killing whereas compared to black officers? I ain't asking you to know the statistics, but I'm just saying that's the type of question that I have.
Yeah, and then another question is, why are all every shooting where we see, okay, how come there's no white boys getting killed on the street, white boys, white women being killed? It's always police killing one of us. Why is
well,
that
there
also?
Was one. It's a smaller percentage. It does happen,
yeah,
you go with like an example,
yeah.
out there in Utah, Salt Lake City this week, teenager, they said it was three of them, they was going to the store, right? And there was a call saying that somebody had a gun in the area. Once again, this don't sound right. All these teenagers, something ain't right, man. Now, the teenager, he had headphones on, right? The other two stopped. And then because he kept walking, they shot him. It's crazy, man. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Now, black people, we have to raise up. But go ahead, Sunray. Let me hear what you got to say.
No, that's good. Yeah, but, you know, hey, it happens. I said, but like you said, according to the statistics, look at the numbers. It's always us. You know, it's always us doing it. So I was just going to say on that part, though, you know, it's a difference, like, yeah, with us killing each other. You know, white people doing crimes, too, but it's a different. They're not supposed to be out there just shooting us down and in cold blood or just beating your ass. They're supposed to just be able to apprehend you, man, and take you in and so-called bring you to justice. But we know there's no damn justice for us. Even when you
well,
get
no,
to court.
Well, no, there's an agenda. There's an agenda. That's what's not being explained. The agenda is to kill. Police officers have a license to kill. That's why they get put on paid administration leave. Y'all experts out here in the constant community, start doing some research. They got a license to kill.
Yeah, they can. Yeah, you're right. They can
they
kill you now, but
kill.
So yeah, they can.
It's an agenda. That's what people need to see. Forget what they're supposed to do, because we know that they're not doing what they're supposed to do. They're going above and beyond the call of duty now because it's an agenda. In other words, I think that there's certain police officers that are pulled to the side, right, and put in these special units to say, you my nigga kill unit. Go handle this. You feel what I'm saying? That's what I'm screaming. I'm not saying I'm right. You know what I'm saying? I'm just throwing things out there because it just don't seem right. And black people, we got to be careful because you don't want it to escalate no further because, like I said, the military's in there, and they have the legal, quote, the legal right license to just start killing black people because you refuse to obey martial law. And martial law through this FEMA thing ain't no joke. Usually martial law kicks in after a storm, whether it's Katrina, Andrew, some sort of hurricane or tornado, things like that. But, you know, this is another level of it. You see what I'm saying? Which ties us... Go ahead.
I was going to ask you this quick question right fast. Now, I know everybody says agenda, you know, too. Now, I understand that. Because, I'm down with the conspiracy. I get into all that shit, too. But here's the part we got to look at, too. When did white people... Okay, just not white people. When in America... did racism, white supremacy have an expiration date? When did it ever go out? When did it ever stop?
That's a good question.
Then we can understand what it is, too. So it's not just as an agenda, racism, white supremacy, because we're still under this European rule over here. I don't care how many neighborhoods we got as so-called black, we're still under the rules and regulations of everything that's here in America under the European rule, which is ruled by racism, white supremacy. Well, y'all accept it or not, that's cool. So it's still that. Because for the matter of fact, the Klan was out there also in Ferguson. They were out there also in Ferguson.
And the police, right, were protecting them. They were over there. But see, what I'm tripping off of is this, right? If the Klan is, I mean, fuck the Klan. Feel me? I mean, why are people out there protesting against the Klan? Because the police surround the Klan, and if you rush one of them, you definitely going to get shot. You know what I'm saying? Most of the good old boys is on the police force. And they have a well and regulated militia, meaning you got the military, you got the police force, then you have militia groups that exist out here also. Because according to the Constitution, you have the right to form a regulated militia. Okay? So they're out there. Yeah, I mean, so... these black organizations talking about they gonna shoot the white man and kill the white man. Nah, nah, nah. When you run out of bullets, that's your ass. You hold them off for a minute, but then you're gonna run out of bullets. You follow that, they can re-up and get more bullets because they got the tanks and the guns and all that. That's why if y'all read now, all of a sudden people don't want to read the Holy Tablets now. Before they want to read it. Now the Holy Tablets, chapter 10. Right, read them. Chapter 10, tablets 10 through 12. It tells you that you cannot go against tanks with sticks and guns. So them somebody's about, you know, when them Muslim niggas be throwing rocks at tanks, that's the most stupidest thing I've ever seen. A tank gives off mortar shells, my nigga. I ain't talking about their courage, but just because you got courage, don't mean you got to be stupid either. Courage means, you know, I ain't scared to fight this tank. Common wisdom. Right, means that, damn, we got to run from this tank. So we're going to fight him another day or figure out a way to tip the tank over. You know what I mean? And that's what black people do. They want, oh, you a punk because you don't want to fight. It's not that you a punk because you don't want to fight. You fight smart. Warriors fight smart. Not if your enemies outnumber you and have better weapons than you, you can't, you ain't no, what you fighting them for at that particular time? There's other ways to fight.
Yeah, now I mentioned that about the tanks and the Palestinians. And now what I meant about them having that, see, it's like what I meant by that was even though they knew they were outnumbered, out ammunition and all of that good stuff military wise, it was the thing about it, they did not punk out to not go out there and do something and stand up. Even though they know they didn't have no weapon, they didn't have no tanks. But the thing about it, like, I don't give a goddamn what they got against us. We still got to stand up for what we believe. They're trying to, man, take our liberty. They're trying to take our freedom. Okay, yeah, we don't have nothing. But, shit, the first thing they get, they throw some rocks. They're like, motherfucker, we not going to back down. Yeah, you got your tank. It's just like the other night in Ferguson. They got that sound thing, whatever they call it, the sonic boom, whatever. And
they got it.
So they were using it, but did you see those people run? They stood their ground. Even with that thing they had, those people, those brothers still stood their ground. It was just like the Palestinians over there with the rock. Even though they were throwing a rock, they were throwing those sound waves. That did not deter those people the other night. So it's like when we talking about they got the drones, they got this, they got that. It's like we staring our people standing up.
No, that's our thing.
You know, we outgunned. We know we outnumbered with that. But
okay.
Our thing is,
as long as we know that.
still have to be able to stand. Yeah, we still have to be able to stand up, because either we'll say that, and our people start thinking, "No, I ain't going out there, man. Them people got them tank. They got you got to stand." You know, we understand that. We
now
ain't talking about going out here and be no motherfucking crash dummy now. I can make that. We ain't talking about being no crash dummy.
That's what I'm saying.
So,
there you go. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying we
got to
clarify
that
when we talk to those. Yeah, so we need to start clarifying when we talk about don't do this, don't run out. Because they make it seem like we're being punks. And now a lot of people are like, they give them a justification not to stand up and do shit. Just sit down and just let a motherfucker beat you upside your head. So that's what I've been screaming. So that's why I use a scenario about them having throwing the rocks at tanks. They don't care about being outnumbered. They're going to stand up. And look how long they've been fighting with them people. And Israel still really hadn't totally won. Even though they've been outgunned, they outgunned them, everything, they still hadn't got what they want either, because them people ain't bagging down. That's the why I made that scenario. Go ahead, bro.
All right, that's good.
I'm gonna mute this.
I think that we have another caller. 678-427, your line is open. Welcome to Culture Freedom Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Righteous peace and greetings. This is Mama Pearl. How are you all doing this fine, beautiful, wonderful evening here? Ain't no bombs dropping on Beirut over here. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm hearing a lot. You know, I'm hearing a lot of people, you know, talking the same, you know, debate about, you know, going up against tanks with guns. But let me ask you this, and Brother Sabina, you could probably answer this question more so than anybody else. You know, but although there weren't no lives, you know, I'm taken. Now, you're walking in you quote-unquote, thinking your neighborhood or on your land, you're not expecting anything, so you're not prepared to fight nobody. But someone comes and put a bullet in your son's head, what the fuck are you supposed to do? Lay down because you don't have tanks as big as they do? These people in Ferguson, they weren't expecting this shit like this to happen. And you're damn right, they're fighting back. Not in that sense that they're not being strategic, because a lot of our brothers and sisters are extremely strategic. While there are some out there on the street fighting back, there are these others of mine who are going inside the police system, inside the daggone data bank. They don't pull back the man, the name, the picture, the address, everything of this cracker who killed this little brother. They shut down their fucking communication system. So we got all kinds of tentacles out there working. You know what I'm saying? If you're not going to be a part of the goddamn solution, then shut the fuck up, because people need to still be inspired. Those who can fight with a goddamn rock, fight with a damn rock. If you got fucking guns, fight with guns. If you got a fucking military strategic mind, let's do that shit, because we need it all. We need it all. Somebody is fucking killing us. Someone is killing us. And in a heated time like this, I'm going to tell my people, y'all stupid for trying to fight back. I'm a fool. My ancestors are going to come get my ass. But while they're fighting back, somebody's got to be strategic about it, looking at the bigger picture, the whole picture, and trying to save ones who can, we can save. Because we already know that not every motherfucker is going to be saved. But we got to fight. We got to fight.
Let me get into the answer to that. What I'm saying is that this incident in Ferguson was not a random accident, okay, a random event in nature. I'm saying is that this event in Ferguson was pre-planned and carried out to do what it's doing now, extract a revolution out of the people so they can go in with martial law and start to lock niggas up and put them in concentration camps. This is what I'm saying. All right? So this is why the reaction of fight, 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 this, that, that, this, because they've been trying to start a riot for a while now, and this is what they're trying to do, start a riot so they can implement these laws so they can get up cutting the population of the planet down. And the more death and murder, the more A, you feed reptilians, and B, you cut down the population of the planet. It's also in the Midwest, which has a serious water problem. Things are happening and things are going on. But that's what I don't feel that this is just a random accident. Now, if it was, what a lot of organizations are not doing, right, is what I call in this problem with all this killing and going on is practicing the solving of the solution or the problem before it happens. In other words, you know, if you know there's a rapist out there, why ain't you girls walking in groups to and fro to grocery stores and going together as a community and things of that nature? If you know there's a child predator out there, why ain't y'all out there walking y'all kids to school and walking them home? Things of that nature. I mean, I know people got different circumstances and situations going on in their lives, et cetera, et cetera, but that's part of black people sticking together too, all right, is being able to come together in our communities. No, I'm not. I'm saying if you want to go out there in Ferguson right now against the tear gas and all that, go ahead and fight. You just be another dead nigga, you know, and you won't be remembered by Sunday. You want to know why? Because it's football season. So you will be forgotten by the first quarter of kickoff, yo, whatever game it is. So my point is that the strategies and things like that, we do have a lot of warrior people out here, but it ain't going to be put on Facebook and it ain't going to be said on Blog Talk Radio. All right, so the powers that be, y'all know who y'all is. Get together and do your thing. Yeah, I don't hear nothing from the RBG Nation, the HOK, the House of Conscience, all these black nations that are out here, right? Where are we now? Nuwapia Nation included. Like I said, what we do, we teach. I'm teaching people about six ether ghost forces that provoke you to do these things in the first place. So to me, this is a hoax. I'm not saying I'm right, but it's got all the symptoms of a hoax. You know what I'm saying? If the feds wanted to keep you from having information leaked out on the internet, they can do it. They got all this damn technology where they use a messenger to get into your phone, your personal life, this, and they're gonna leak some photos out. All this stuff is done on purpose to get you to go like sheeple in a certain direction, so they can start murking niggas even at a more higher level. This is deeper than this. I'd love to hear Griffin, Sister Ali. Did a show the other night, and they was touching on some very positive things. I can't remember everything what Griff was saying. He was definitely on the right track, which is where I got my ideas to speak on for today's show. I definitely think it's a hoax. All right.
Hey, brother, I want to say one quick point. I'm going to let you go ahead and get your thing back on track. Now, you made one key point you had just said a few minutes ago. You said, Nuwabians, we teach. Now, like I said, and I said that the other day on the show, I said we got different people that has different things and different parts of the nation that we have, you know, different positions that we have to play. So that's right. If Nuwabians teach. But those who are the military or ground troops, let us do what we do. I said in Nuwabi, I'm a teacher, and I goddamn it, I got a warrior spirit. Even when I teach sometimes, people think I'm firing, I'm goddamn it mad. But just in me, that's how my spirit roll. You know, I don't be mad. It's just how I, you know what I'm saying, I get down. That's just in me because I have, the thing with my family, man, because we've been lied to. We've been, you know, every goddamn thing. So when I speak, I'm speaking with that passion. I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm passionate about what I do. So that's why I speak with that, like that roaring line. So if we say that we are teachers, okay, that's like you said, brother, let's know our lane, let's know our role. But those who are out here doing what they do, let us do it. And then another thing, yeah, I saw the Black Panther Party out there. Actually, I was watching CNN, and I saw Malik Zulu Shabazz when they were having question and answers, and they actually showed him on camera when he was asking the question. And they was talking about the guy who was sheriff. And he was actually Malik Zulu Shabazz, made them go on camera and actually say, because Malik Zulu Shabazz was telling him, like, look, y'all want the ones who stopped this thing from happening, that riot, you know, when it happened, cool down. He said it was the Nation of Islam, it was the New Black Panther Party, he named several other groups. He said it was us out there with our people who was, you know, out there with the people who helped calm the thing down. And the brother who's, I can't think of his name, Johnson, whatever his name, the sheriff, the captain, he had to come on air and like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, he's right. It was those brothers who was instrumental in stopping this thing. See, the white people, and then the goddamn media was trying to get the captain all the credit. But it was, if it wasn't for Malik out there, and there's a lot of stuff I don't really agree with him on, but he made it known that quit getting them goddamn fools the props. It's us. So I can say, yeah, the New Black Panther Party is out there, the Nation of Islam, they all out there, and they in the midst of all of that stuff. And I've seen it. You can go and watch CNN, probably archive. You'll see Malik Zulu Shabazz. So the foot soldiers are there. So we're saying now, where are they? Yeah, they out there. They out there.
All right. Well, big up to the but I'm glad they out there on some peaceful tip and not out there on that dumb stuff, because see, Malik Sulu Shabazz is an elder, know that you're gonna get a lot of people killed on that dumb stuff. You see what I'm saying? That's basically what they want to see happen. And if you think the Klan is happy now, they really gonna be happy. We're gonna take one more caller before we. Well, the next subject is this. This ties into the whole thing: is can Caucasians be Nuwapian? Now, with all this hatred and racism in the air, you know, everybody, the white man's the devil and all this. Well, can Caucasians be Nuwapian? I'm gonna tie this in when we get back. But first, let's take. Oh yeah, we're gonna take one more caller. 804-624. Welcome to Culture Freedom Radio. Your line is open.
Peace. Peace. Hey,
Sun Ray,
this is Cool Rule. Cool
Fu. Cool Fu. Peace to you.
Cool Fu?
Yes. Hey, Sun Ray, look. Do the knowledge now. These people need reaction. They want reaction. And see, they ain't going to get it from white people, but they'll get it from black people. They use their niggas to get at this white man. You know they want them guns, and they want to get their ass up out the way. Now, let's do the knowledge to history. Now, these bitches want to make war with Germany during World War II. Japan was allies with Germany. Under the treaty, they couldn't go through the front door and make war with Germany. They had to go through the back door and antagonize Japan. Soon, they sold Japan all its steel that, you know, to make the weapons. As soon as Japan did what they did, they said hell with Japan and went straight at Germany. It's the same scenario. Niggas better wake they black ass up. It's not time to fight. When we need to fight is when they come at us. I ain't thinking about the ass about them now, but when they come at me, that's when I'm going to try to save my life.
Yeah, but the people are not fighting out there. See, y'all missing that. The people, they're not fighting out there. They're just standing out there protesting. They're just voicing their opinion. They say that's the First Amendment. They're not out there with guns. They're not doing it. They're just having a peaceful protest. So,
and why
see, we saying fighting.
Okay.
We saying fighting. We got to understand what we mean. Fighting, I think we got to understand the concept of fighting, too. Fighting just don't mean a physical confrontation. So when we come out, we got to stand up and fight. You got to understand what we're saying a lot of times with fighting. We have a scenario, we think on the white man's level like all the time. Oh, you fight. Motherfuckers think all of a sudden they out there fist fighting, they throwing blows. No. You can fight just goddamn with a picket sign sometimes. You know, you can fight all kind of different ways that fighting goes on. So what they're fighting with right now is just voicing their opinions about how they feel about what happened. So there ain't nobody out there with no guns. Ain't nobody out there doing none of that shit, that crazy shit everybody talk about. If we stand up and fight, what's going to happen? They're not doing that. They're not doing that. So they're fighting, by voicing their opinion.
All right, let's take another call, son, Ray. I've been trying to get to commercial, but hey.
Go ahead, my bad, bro.
From the hometown of Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, no, it's love, family. I mean, you know, this needs to be discussed. 901-237, your line is open. Welcome to Cultural Freedom Radio.
Thank you, brother. Hey, I tell you, this is Brother Todd in Memphis. I'm going to ask you a question. I want to address the question you just posed. Can whites be a Nuwabian? Now,
I wanted to go into a commercial right there, but we go ahead, go on in, fam. You might as well.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I would say like this here. According to what I've been taught by Malachi, the male whites cannot be reformed. Okay? He said the female whites can be reformed. So I would say that would be a question that could possibly be answered well as partially maybe the females can be, but not the males. You know, as the males were supposed to have been the sons of Canaan, of those 11 tribes. So there is no reformation for them. They just going straight into destruction, and whoever riding with them don't go with them. So I would say it's possible that maybe some of the females could be Nuwabians, but not the males.
like you said earlier, something in the genes that make them aspire to hate. It's the genetic makeup. And they're not going to truly submit and accept this science of Nuwabu that has been given to us by Master Teacher named Malachi. They're not going to accept it. So I would think if they were to come into our organizations or whatever, as they have done in the past, I think it would just be for disruption or, as Sister Neetfu would say, to come inside and inspire with outside attire. It would be a total destruction from inside our system. All of their systems have failed from within. No military power came upon the Roman empires. No military power has come upon like the Ottoman empires or things of that nature. We're not really just put them in there, but the Roman Empire, these are their children, so their genes and their DNA has slowed down to us until this day. So they're going to self-destruct from the inside, and they've already had all these so-called truths. They've been under the Islamic flag. They've been under the Christian flag and other flags, and it's always the same thing with them. It's death and destruction always in their wake. So I would say no, and I wouldn't even teach them because, you know, it's kind of going back to the Yaqub story. You know, we always get a lot of information that's saying somebody to clean them up. You know, days gone by, they was raised up, as they say, by Abraham. They were civilized by the Moors or whatever, whatever, whatever. All those things seem to be backfiring on us to this day. So that comes from us sharing information with them, which is what a lot of our brothers and sisters do because of our spiritual makeup and who we are. You know, we're sharing people, we're caring people, you know, but a lot of that is fastly eroding because it's just like you can put a chicken in the oven, but if you turn the fire on too high, it ain't going to be chicken no more. It's going to just be burnt in what's left of a chicken. So I would say no, and I would say not even to teach them. Let them continue with their Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, and all the Spider-Mans and Supermans and Wonder Woman that they teach their children. But we need to continue with what our mission is, and that's to raise our children up and our people up. I don't think we should take nothing to them yet until we are free mentally and spiritually and physically ourselves.
All right. Well, I like that, Brother Tom. Ooh-wee. We're going to take a commercial break. I got to get this in, man. We're going to take a commercial break here. I just need a five-minute break. All right. We're going to kick back with the Pod-Tadok answer and the information on can whites be Caucasians and more on this Ferguson coverage. We'd like to thank our callers for calling in. Hang on, and we'll be right back.
My baby's red hot.
Welcome back to Culture Freedom Radio. Had to take a little break there. I appreciate everyone's patience as we get our notes together. Before we continue with the second half kickoff, all right, we just want to get in another view announcements. Big up to Ishmael York and the God Yassar for the Ansar family reunion that went down in Decatur, Georgia on August 16th yesterday. The word, it was a lot of fun. It was a good, peaceful family gathering. I'm glad that everybody had fun up there like that there. Also, big up to, once again, All Eyes on Egypt Bookstore, 717 Bushwick Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. The number to the mirror there is 718-452-9329. Very fast mail service. Like I said, I ordered it on Tuesday. I got it by Saturday. So if you order it by Monday, you should get it by Thursday, no later than that Friday. But this is for people who are in areas that don't have mirrors. You're looking for the books. New York is the fastest right now. You know what I'm saying? And if your mirror has information and things that want to be known about your services, things you're doing in your community, USA, hit me up on the email, KDRMAAT, the number 9, at gmail.com, and we will get it out there for you. Okay. Big up to Wap Baba Jetty and Nuwapik Online. All right. Wap Baba Jetty has the Nuwapik Reference Pocket Dictionary, the revised second edition. That's also out there for you. Tonight on Nuwapik on Uvu, OOVOO, that is a phone messenger service, sort of similar to Skype, at 9 p.m. If you want to learn Nuwapik with Renpet Shepses. We also have classes. The Sunday night class, oh, Amun Ahanibu. I'm just now getting around to you. I'm sorry, Zamal. That's a very good brother, him and his mate. They teach. The number is 661-673-8600. That's 661-673-8600. And the code is 180-403. Come on at 9:30 p.m. tonight. 8:30 p.m. tonight, Wapowet, Pam the Babianoon's blood son, or a.k.a. Ali York, is down there in Houston, Texas. And he has a Nuwapik channel called Ali York, all right, on YouTube. And bruh's breaking it down, man. He's going in hard. And the class number there is, I think they have two nights for class. Wednesday night, I think it's 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and tonight, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but usually about 30 minutes, and the number is 530-881-1000. Okay, that's it, right? 530-881-1000, and the code is 706-344. That's Ali York down there in Houston, Texas, putting in the work. Okay, let's get into this here. Now, oh, one more thing we want to mention right quick. I apologize, Savage. Forgot this. The mirror schedule at mirror number 9. All right. Monday, Nuwapian Student Association, 7:30 p.m. Tuesday, Alphabation Doctrine class. Go to www.wunuwap.com. Tuesdays at 9:30 p.m. Wednesday is Nuwapuyi or Nuwapik class at 6:30 p.m. Music and art at 8:30 p.m. Thursday, our spiritual night, prayer and chanting with the Supreme Grand Council of 24 Elders, 9 p.m., Pav Tadak on Thursdays. Friday night, question and answer doctrine class at 7:30 p.m. With the student teachers there. Also Saturday, Nuwapian Extravaganza, Family Day, Nuwapuyi Dance, and open mic night at 7:30 p.m. Sunday, reserved for Secret and Sacred Orders, Nuwapian Elders Association. Give a call to mirror number 9 at 678-720-3365. All right, and that is the schedule for mirror number 9. Also, look for the new book, The Bigfoot. There will be a new Patriarch, I think, out called The Bigfoot. All right, and there's the hottest book right now, which people aren't reading or don't have access to, is the My Brother the Extraterrestrial. Put out by Kamam Tet Tawadaret, and she's the head of the Supreme Grand Council of 24 Elders, and she's our president in place to be right now. She's not the president, but she runs things, you know. So that's the book.
I prefer everybody to get that. That's no joke. And people will see what's unfolding and what's happening as the master teacher breaks it down. So, is there anywhere in the Patriarch that says that Caucasians can be Nuwabians? Yes, there is. Do I have it at this particular time? No, I don't. I only have one bit of evidence, and I apologize for that because now when I need it, I can't find the Patriarch, which breaks down how we're their saviors. And that's important for right now because you definitely need to have the verse for things and visual references and evidence for niggas in this day and time. So the only one I have is Patriarch chapter 9. Okay, this is verse 80 through 84. I'm going to read this. Brother Todd came on said something very crucial that's earlier, but we'll get into this. 79. Who has the plague of leprosy in the skin of their flesh? It is the old curse of Kephayu, Canaanites, that breaks out in their bodies. They are unclean. It transformed their skin to turn white and red and boil and bright spots, white to reddish, thin their hair to fur, and changed it from black hair to red to yellow thin fur. It gave them freckled spots, baldness, sores. They are unclean to you who have the curse of leprosy in them. 81. Underline this. As priests, you can clean them. If their females come to you to be clean, for they have the mitochondria DNA, the genes that transforms and creates male genes, the females can save the genes of the people as the creator. So even this form of Hansen's disease of those who are of melanin recessive can be reversed, as it was with Moshe and his sister Miriam. All right, that was Patriarch chapter 9, verses 80 through 84. So Brother Todd said something very, very wise insofar as with the women. But what about the men? Now, Pana Babianun has taught that if they do become a part of our society, all right, they usually mate with each other, right? But we know that from studying that the man is only 5 ether. He can't elevate any higher. But the white woman is 6 ether, right? And there are a lot of brothers, you have to sacrifice yourself, right, for them to elevate through you. So when they have children, now there are other rituals that men and women do through the ancient Egyptian order, which I don't know. All right, but there are plenty of rituals that have to be spoken and chanted in Nuwapui to bring them about. And so there's no use even you even going to that level right now because niggas are so stuck on English. You see what I'm saying? So until you're ready to study the Nuwapik language and learn it and master it, don't even go there. There's no even really trying to explain certain information to you because you can't get it in English. All right? So for those of you who are serious about Nuwapik, get on it. Because there are a lot of rituals that have to be done, and our language is important. This is why, quote, Christians, Muslims, and Jews, God, I'm talking about the ones who are black. I ain't talking about the Caucasian audience listening in. Y'all listening for another reason. I'm talking to God don't hear black people. I don't care what you believe in. He don't hear you. Or she, depending on who you are. Because now people are like, God, she, now. Well, that's good. The Nuwapian doctrine has woken you up to realize that God is a woman. But the point being is that many people haven't seen the deity that they profess to believe in face to face. Some people will say that's not important. I say bullshit. It is. Because you cannot tell me that you have blind faith in something and it works for you at your beck and call. But it works for you, but it won't work for this so-called spirit God. When things are going your way, it works for you. And when things are bad, not going your way, it's the devil. Let a whole race of people get abused, shot, killed, stabbed, raped, and then you want to sit here and tell me it's a part of your God's will. Well, damn it. Instead of worry about what is your God going to do about it? Not a goddamn thing. Because you're calling on the Most High in the wrong language, in the wrong tone. Jesus ain't helping you. Jesus don't pay no bills, and you women who are in love with Jesus, he ain't flinging no dick either. Get that out your head. Find a real black man. You understand? Make him Jesus. You understand me? So, no, God ain't helping the situation yet, whether it's Allah, Jehovah, Buddha. No, 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 no.
We are the helping hand at the end of our own arms, all right, that's going to get us out of this mess. All right, so if there's any callers who want to call in, chime in, 912 Savannah Black, you want to add anything?
I'm going to ask the family if y'all want to speak. Everybody had a hand up. What you have to do so we can know that you want to speak again. Push one on your keypad and then take your hand down, and then you want to come back in. Then push one again, because other than that, it'll just keep your hand up, so we don't know if you want to come in or not.
Oh yeah, because I'm still learning this little switchboard. It's cool. It's neat. What's going on in the chat room?
I want to say peace out to our brother, Sedan Rule in the house chopping it up. Yeah, he just going as y'all way, yeah. Oh, brother, I want to read this part. If you're talking about Pot to Rock. Now, here's something about the Caucasian. I don't know if somebody probably got the hand I want to talk to. This is actual fact, feeding the forces. And I just, just having to open it up and turn to this right here. It says, it's page 12. Number 102, it says, so the Caucasians and others, like vampires, feed off of our emotion, soul, and you feed their forces who need to keep you enslaved by blind faith through belief in their religions. But the question is to seek fact, truth, that cut off the ethereal cord. This is going to something else. But it's saying that the Caucasians and others, like vampires, feed off our forces. So, like saying, we like Brother Todd said, we don't feel that we need to be teaching them. So, I like this one here, feeding the forces. So, if we're teaching them, is that not like feeding their forces also, like giving them our information? Like he was talking about, we always raise them up, and then look what happened to us every time they go into, like, dark ages or whatever. And we raise them up, and then look at our condition. We fall right back into a worse state. It seems like when we start to reach our peak again, then we start want to integrate and teach them, bring them into our society. It only hurts us once again. Like when Brother Malcolm, and I know a lot of people don't want to hear Malcolm, but he even said it once. Even when he kind of like left the nation or whatever, and a white girl asked him, "Can I join the nation or whatever? Join your organization?" He said, "No, y'all can't join, but you can support it." So it's like we allowing people to come in. You know, how can it always be for us and by us, and then we let other people come in? And then, you know, once they come in, they're going to want to take it over. It's always. That's always what happened to all of our society. So I would say no. Hell no. I don't want them. I don't want them in my organization. No, I don't want them. Not me. That's just me personally, because I'm not going to be FUBU, and then I have one of them, you know, sitting on my board or even studying amongst me. No, there's some things that we don't need to teach them. We should have learned that from Kemet. We should have learned that. We should talk about Kemet.
Well, let's go.
Go ahead, fam. I just want to throw that out
right
there.
Right now. Oh, no. You threw it out there all right. That was
yes,
a fastball. That's a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. No, okay. Right now, as of to date, we do have people who are, quote, for lack of a better term, Caucasian. They might not call themselves Caucasian. All right. So I'll let them correct it. And they'll correct me, all right, who are a part of the Nuwapia Nation right now. And right, and I know a few. I won't call them out, but they know who they are, and I know who they are, and I know their heart's in a good place. Now, if they're working harder, and some Caucasian Nuwapians, for lack of a better word, because let's take this on a broader scale. Instead of Caucasian Nuwapians, right, because that would be you from the Caucasus Mountains, we have American Nuwapians, England Nuwapians, you follow what I'm saying? Australian Nuwapians, French Nuwapians, Italian Nuwapians, you know what I'm saying? We have people of different European ethnicities and nationalities that are Nuwapians and are going harder than African people as far as Wu Nuwap is concerned. The nucleus, the mass, I'm talking about the nucleus of the inner core of Wu Nuwap, who's fighting upon the bad dads and freedom. Nobody going harder than them. I'm saying to the internet nigger slanderers, they make better Nuwapians than them, because I don't hear a lot of, quote, Caucasians or Europeans who are professing to be Nuwapians coming out against the master teacher. I don't hear them saying, oh, the Pots Rocks is garbage and fake. I don't hear European Nuwapians talking infighting amongst each other. They really want to help sincerely. You want to know why? Because they overstand the doctrine, and like I just read, that Nubians or Nubans as Wab or Wabat, priests, right, can heal them. They want to be healed. They want their soul restored, those who are truly sincere. I'm not talking to ones who are of the reptilian genes of eating humans and just bashing and knocking us upside head, see our blood spill because they want us to be a food replacement rather than themselves. Caucasians are on the menu. It is what it is. Don't believe me? Read good. As Nuwapian says, I'll talk my partner bad the afternoon. Don't believe us? Check it out. Go to the book of Leviticus. It's a cookbook. Leviticus, the 13th chapter. Read that. The whole book of Leviticus. All it talks about in the Quran and in the Bible, how God is a bloodthirsty being and wants flesh for offerings. What type of, if God is spiritual, all right, if God is spiritual, what would God need blood for? It says God enjoys the savory smell of meat and things of that nature. Why do you have to make physical offerings to a being that's spiritual, that has no physical body? Unless these things have been mistranslated, and they have. It is obvious. So if anybody wants to call in, I can't tell who wants to get in and wants to get out, but we're going to keep rolling right along. Now, speaking of God again in this whole situation, all right, a lot of people have been praying. My question is, do black people really know how to pray? What you think, Summer?
Okay, I think Mama Pearl wanted to get. I think Mama Pearl was trying to get back in.
Mama Pearl wanted to get in. I'm sorry, Mama Pearl.
She took her hand down and put it back up.
Okay, thank you, bro. Because you got the key in after this. That's 912. Hold on, Mama Pearl.
678.
Mama 678. I'm sorry, Mama Pearl. Mama Pearl, your line is open.
Let me put the names in here.
For righteous peace, blessing to you all. I mean, you're saying a lot. You know, me being the spiritual person that I am. And certainly having the book of the master teacher who truly had, confirmed a lot of things that my spirit has already, guided me to and taught me how to go out there in the universe to get this information for myself. You know, so being that we are the gods, you're correct, who are here to save ourselves because the all-consciousness, the great creator of all creators, only is concerned about what he created, and that is the soul, And this Jesus that everyone's talking about is supposed to, because, and it is written, a lot of things is written in that book. If you want to look at it on a spiritual level, you will get that. And I'm glad you all are breaking down the little itty-bitty things and teaching it, because a lot of people's spirit is just not that mature, and they don't know how to pray, because if they knew how to pray, they would be able to pick up this same book that has got all kinds of stuff in it, and it has been manipulated and just BS'd on so many times, and find the truth, because the spirit recognized spirit, which is truth, And again, I realize that truly, and I have much respect for the Nuwapians right now, and I can understand, the difference. That's what I'm saying. I'm to the point in my life right now when people tell you what they are. That's what they are. We are different, and there's nothing wrong with that. So, and I certainly won't interrupt in the Nuwapian teaching for all the Nuwapians, Europeans, British, English, whatever. I mean, fine, whatever floats your boat. But for me, because, everybody said I was flying too high when I came out. So now I'm here on this earth, flesh, third dimensional, worldly reality with the world view. Knowing that me and my melanin that I have right now, me and my people, we're on a different fight. We didn't create this fight. We don't want this fight, but someone is obviously fighting with us. Just like they have adapted, we've adapted too. Of course, we do have some who is not that close to us, and they're still going out there and they're fighting with sticks to fight that. But then again, because they are the spiritual being that they don't know that they are a spiritual being, just by the idea of they're doing the first principle in descending themselves, once their soul is released, from this prison of a body, this vessel of clay that they're in, this spiritual being and their soul would have graduated on to another level because they have done that. Now, if you just want to think about staying here in this physical world, you won't graduate because you're going to stay physical. You know, now, if you're thinking that, you know, you can stay here and collect all the knowledge, well, you stay here for another cycle and collect all the knowledge. This physical body right here, you know, because I'm the spiritual being and I know it, and I'm not the only one who do know it, you know, and I'm not the only one who can sit in my center and be totally connected with the Most High. I'm not the one who can say that the spirit of this Jesus, this man, whomever they say, but this spirit is constantly with me. And when I'm going through some bad things is when I have learned and grown the most in my entire life. And I'm still here, and I am shining. You know, so all of this is proof. You know what I'm saying? But, again, we're different. I, Mama Pearl, I represent the Provisional Government for Republic of New Africa on this physical plane right here because now I'm dealing with the physical side of it, and I'm dealing with some physical devils, and there's still physical devils who sit above us in them daggone spaceships who are controlling these devils down here. They have no spirit. They can't understand that spirit. They can't connect with the ancestors, thereby connecting with the Most High. This is something that a lot of people hadn't gotten to this awareness yet. You know what I'm saying? But there are us who have this spirit. We are the spiritual being which overrule anything that is physical, anything that is physical. So even if they have what they appear to be, no, we can't. We can't go up against tanks and weapons. And it's also been written. It's been written in that Bible that this is not a war against flesh and blood. This is a war against what? It is evil principalities in high dark places. And what's a principality when you want to bring it back down here on this physical level? It's government. It's telling us right here. You know, and when we talk about in Revelation about the churches that and the females. You know, and you're absolutely right about the mitochondria DNA that the white woman could be converted. You know, and she, you know, has to have a lot of work. She needs a lot of work to hold a seed of melanin. You know, it has to be a lot done to it. And then when she does give seed to that melanin seed, it's also written it takes 3 to 4 generations before that seed. Those seeds, you're looking at your grand and your great-grandchildren before you now say, okay, I've got that, all that germ is out. It takes some work. So we're right. We have a lot of work learning and growing to do, but we are completely separate. I'm representing my people fighting back. Not everybody's going to be strategic as me, but we have a strategic arm, trust you me. Like you say, you know, even the cops in Ferguson, you know, the Ku Klux Klan's and the police, they're the same darn thing. The whole town is saying that they're doing shit as usual, what they can continue to do, what they did 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. And because now we're awake, people are not going to accept it anymore. However they fight, the little people are fighting the best that they can. Again, that's a spiritual thing, a principle thing. That's the first principle. When they're out of this physical body, they will be awarded for that. You know, I mean, people are looking for awards. But they constantly, people want to get to heaven, but they're afraid to die. You know what I'm saying? People say, you know, they can go out and do all these things, but they're afraid to let go of this physical bullshit, which is nothing anyway, because we're gods and we create it all. All we are is our minds, and our mind is like the Most High, all consciousness. That's all we are. That's all we are. But it's a beautiful thing. I just want to say that. Continue with your teaching. I'm going to continue to learn. You know, and pick up the jewels that I need to pick up because my bucket is full. You know, I pick up. I'm just picking up things, trinkets, because you know that's just where I am right now, and sharing them out. But it's always learning. There's always a level of awareness higher than the level of awareness that you are aware of. But I was born to be a warrior, and I've just been woken. As far as that part of it, I have just grown into these boots. And I got a whole lot of ass kicking to do on every level. Every level. I love you, brothers. Righteous peace.
Righteous peace.
All right. Thank you, Mama Pearl. Mama Pearl ain't no joking. I like that. You know, it's a turn on to see some women warriors out here. You know what I'm saying? Let me read something right quick. Another one from Patarak. This Patarak is called Pa Bananu. Now, this is what they're after. It says they're after a good gold, which is converted into a sweet-tasting, impalpable white powder. This is why they are after the Nuban blood. All right, it says, when placed on the scale, it can outweigh its quantity of gold. Yet when it is, I'm sorry, verse 26. When placed on the scale, it can outweigh its quantity of gold. Yet when it is transposed to ash dust, even the ma'at feather will tip the scales against the abab heart. So weightlessness, as well as the powder of Highward Firestone, has the capability of raising human consciousness. Yet it's also a monatomic superconductor with no gravitational attraction. So don't be fooled by fakers such as called Ethereum gold is gold, Manatu gold, and others. None of these are Mafkuzet. Mafkuzet is what these grave robbers and beings that were looking for to cure them of their leprosy. All right, which is, well, let's keep reading. In its real state, make note that because gravity determines space and time, then the powder is capable. It is exotic matter with a gravitational attraction of less than zero. Nothingness, yet taquan, existence. Originally, the white powder gold was in the bodies of the Najaru, or Negroids, who came to Taha Earth from Sahat Orion and Sabatat Sirius. It was also called the spittle of the gods, or the semen, or even in their Damam blood and Jasat flesh called wine and bread. The Yorapu, Europeans, used to dig up Egyptian bodies or mummies and chop up their dead bodies, mix into drinks or bake into bread, and eat it to cure their baras, leprosy, called the Order of the Rose if they needed blood, and called the Order of the White Rose if they used the white powder, putting the white powder in water. This weightless powder forms a gelatinous suspension and looks very much like a vial of semen, and many others of the roses changed into Dracula or vampires or headhunters. As far as traveling to Africa, seeking the elixir of life from the Nubians or Nuwapians, the original Napatans or Moroans. So, they created the art of snake love for oral sex to drain the Nubians of their life force, sending their daughters to seek them out. They called it ORME, Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. It's for humans encoded in their DNA. Others lost it and are called a lost ba or soul or living soul. Asar said, I am soul. I am star of gold to become soul or ba, and to have the possibility of immortality with the use of alchemical gold. All right, so we'll stop there. So that's what, now you see the importance of genetic mixing. After you read that, you realize, wow, they really trying to divine, they're trying to tie into the genes for their survival. Yet, right, we're learning that, as Brother Todd was breaking down earlier, that for the white woman, yeah, she got a chance. That's why Becky Sue is getting thick now. She has curves, you understand me? But as you, as a Nuban or a Negroid, are you willing to sacrifice your soul for her? I don't know about no rituals of y'all, but I can't explain that, all right? Because, like I said, the rituals, and those of you who are ancient Egyptian order members, the rituals that you're going to be embarking upon, right, must be in the language of Nuwapi. So get it in your head. You're going to have to learn it, or you won't be able to practice or execute the ancient and the sacred rituals that you need to do, all right, to go to the next level. All right, so with that being said, Sunray, anything else you want to add on that?
I just want to say right fast, when you just touched on that right fast, so now we see why with that, like I said, Brother Todd was saying, the woman, the white woman, that's why they gave Kanye West, what did he get out with that, what that crazy-ass woman named Kim Kardashian, and that's why he gave Lamar Odom Chloe. So that's why we seeing all of them brothers or the white men letting them white women get with brothers, right, to try to make it through. Ain't that
that's right.
Well, yeah, that's it on that one, brother.
Well, a lot of times, a lot of sisters that I've known that dated white boys would say that white boys would, like, you know, try to suck the blood out of their tampons. I'm not trying to sound disgusting in case we have minors on the air. I have to be watchful what I say now because young teenagers do tune in. We ain't trying to get vulgar. But, you know, a lot of white boys do this to black women, to suck their blood and all this deep because they are bloodthirsty beings. You know what I'm saying? Now, for my European family, you know what I'm saying, who are Nuwapians and are sincere and are putting forth the best effort, I ain't talking about them. You are who you are. Y'all know who you are. I know who you are, and you Gucci. You good. But, you know what I'm saying, and there are some probably Europeans that are going to get their soul restored, some of them. It's, you know what I'm saying, because, like I said, you can find yourself in situations where you think that automatic a black person should help you, but oftentimes a black person won't, and you a sincere person that really need help, and then the ancient ones, you know, a white person will be right there in front of you waiting to help. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't wear that. That's why I say one of the schools we got over was the school of racism. You know what I'm saying? You know, I hate the white man. Now, like I said, it's majority of these white cops that are out here killing black people. And to me, I'm not saying I'm right, but to me, this was a staged event to spark and lead into something bigger than this, right? And there's many more to trigger these things. To me, this is a hoax. You know what I'm saying? And I think, you know, a lot of people are like Griff and Ali and SETI, House of Consciousness. I think all the conscious community, if they sit around and think about it, they know it too. You know what I'm saying? And if when the police officer get off, what? You going to start another riot? You know what I'm saying? So part of the solution is now for people to wake up what is known as ghost forces. What is a ghost force? Like you were reading from earlier, one of the actual facts, feeding the forces. Forces are things that could be used in your life, positive or negative. Negative forces are things like influence you through your thinking to do negative things, whether it's too much drinking, too much partying, too much smoking, or whatever. Too much, and it's not only negative to yourself, but your actions are detrimental to other people. And then you have positive forces. Ghost forces cause you to do things that are detrimental to yourself and get yourself killed. All right? And these ghost forces are being manipulated, swayed through us through mentally through a lot of television, this music is ridiculous. This ain't true hip-hop. That's what Griffin them is telling people. It's not true hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? You could call it rap music, yeah, because they are rhyming eloquently, but they're rhyming eloquently about drugs and drinking, partying, and sex. It's not hip-hop, which was the evolution of or a raising of the black consciousness through this music. So ghost forces is what our people do not under or overstand. The ghost force. You know what I'm saying? And there's a Patriarch out called The Ghost, G-H-O-S-T. If you don't have it, order it from New York. I'm trying to tell you. It'll be there in 2 to 3 days. You know what I'm saying? Let me give you the number again to the New York mayor because I'm impressed with them. They're handling the business. I'll be ordering from tomorrow, too. 718-452-9329. Order the Patriarch called The Ghost. Read it, people. You understand me? It's going to break down what is a ghost force and what are you fighting up against. All right? And when you're talking about spirituality, Mama Pearl said something good. I see where she's going with the spirituality, and I see what she means. You know what I'm saying? But she understands it and overstands it. Many other people don't. You follow what I'm saying? And spirituality means that, okay, let's say when you talk about in Genesis, right, how it says, and the Spirit of God, right, hovered over the waters. What does that mean? Does that mean the waters over the whole earth? So how could God hover over something just in midair? It just don't work that way. Was God in a ship? And then who recorded God hovering over the water? It wasn't Moses. Moses wasn't born yet till Exodus. So how could, Moses didn't write this in first person singular. I, Moses, saw this. Yes, then. So these are things that the ghost parted out the way will break down. Get it from New York. Order it ASAP. All right. And we're going to get ready to close out. Oh, once again, just a few more announcements. Chef Otis Wagner. We have a Nuwapian, our Nuwapian health activist who has a book out, and you can go to his website. We'll post it one more time in the chat room. We'll copy the link here. And what's the name of the book? I'm on his webpage now. Food for Thought. All right. So those of you who are in the chat room, all right, we're going to make the link there one more time. Big up to you, Sedan's Rule. I see you. All right. Wait a minute. My chat room is closed out. I'm sorry, people, but we can't get it there. But nevertheless, ChefOtisWagner.com. Look that up. Don't forget Nuwapik Online, where you can get the new Nuwapik Reference Dictionary. All right. Nubia Dynasty Art and Apparel. The hottest T-shirt right now that I've been hearing about right now is the Khalid shirt, son, right? I mean, man.
Yes, sir. Well, they can't get rid of that warrior, bro.
Nah, yeah, truth terrorist, knowledge gangster, black history hitman, lie killer, urban gorilla, roughneck. This is Khalid. Mm. This is his word. So support Nuwapik Dynasty Apparel. The shirt is $27.99. All right, and people, and the price is too high, but you'll pay for a Jordan shirt and a Tiger Woods shirt. I've seen shirts, these little punky-fied shirts, these little polo shirts, almost $60. T-shirts are $45, $50. Don't tell me it's too expensive. I'm tired of hearing that. Pay for what you want out of life. Some people do. Everybody's not cheap. All right, so big up to those who support Nuwapik Apparel or Nubia Apparel. All right, and we're going to take it down a notch here. We thank, like to thank everybody for calling in. Once again, it's been inspiring. We are getting better and better at Cultural Freedom Radio. We're making things clearer and clearer, the different points of views that the family may have. But the one thing that's on everybody's burner is that, you know, we have to unite. This is a fact. This is the only thing that's going to get this killing to stop. And the first killing to stop is with each other. Now, why is that important? I'm banging on that hard because, like I said, you can't get respect from the international community. If an international community knows that every nation has killings amongst themselves, but not at the rate blacks killing blacks on blacks in America. It's ridiculous. We're killing each other more and at an alarming rate than the police are killing us, you know. The police is killing us, too. I ain't saying it's justified. I'm saying we're killing each other far more at a faster rate than the police is. Where is the marching and the hollering and the whooping and the crying for the parents who lost innocent people at the hands of our own? Address that, too, conscious community. Don't just be all on the Ferguson tip because one boy got killed. That's what makes me think it's a staged event. That's what makes me think it's a hoax. Something not right about this. I can't put my finger on it. But they making it too easy for niggas to get clues, leaking out information, and all of a sudden this anonymous organization is supposed to come. All that's garbage, man. We got to see through this. We got to see through the white lie, through the ghost force that's trying to pull the wool over our eyes again and to get us out there to be sacrificial dumbass sheep so you could just be body parts and food for and your blood for other people. They drain your blood, and they send it to blood banks. Don't you see what they're looking for, the elixir of life. All right, this is real, real serious business, and it is war out here. But we're not going to send our children to the front lines and die without a cause and something stupid. You understand me? I mean, you know, it's like I said, I don't like what-if scenarios. Well, what would you do if this and if that? You ain't really good. You can say what you want to say. Some people can play out a what-if scenario and really carry out the task. Well, if someone's going to walk up on me, I'm going to shoot them. And they mean that shit. And if it happened, they will do it. But 9 times out of 10, when you put a president in a what-if scenario, if it really go down, depending on the circumstances, you don't know how you're going to react to a situation. So I don't like what-if scenarios. And a lot of that's on Facebook, by the way. What if Malcolm was alive, would he be president? Who gives a fuck? Brother Malcolm, with all due respect to his legacy and to him, is not alive. Stop saying that shit. He's not. What if Marcus Garvey? What if nothing? You know what I'm saying? The only thing, when Pondabad Yanoum gets free, now you can talk about that because he's the leader. He's the man of the hour in this sun cycle. People, black people, you got to wake up and realize we are in the sun cycle, like it or not. We are in the sun cycle. Most areas of the country is going to be in 100 degrees. You understand me? Look at the weather. Look at what's going on around you. You know what I'm saying? It's really, and we living through to see it. All right? So with that being said, we'd like to thank everybody for tuning in to Culture Freedom Radio once again this week. Big up to Savannah Black, Mama Pearl, Brother Ta, Brother Anthony, all right, and the late night shows that's coming through on Culture Freedom Radio. We appreciate the love and the support. Sunray, anything you want to add before we roll?
I just want to throw out, if I can throw out a little quick plug tomorrow for tomorrow, y'all. Hey, we're going to keep this race thing going, y'all. Yeah, tomorrow, y'all. Hey, tomorrow, y'all, it's going to be a round table talk tomorrow, y'all. Actually, we're going to be going back into, and I just posted the show, Race and Racial Equality in America, Why Hate Black. One more time, y'all. That's Race, Racial Equality in America, Why Hate Black. Tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central Time, y'all, right here, same station, y'all. On Free Your Mind Radio. See y'all in the house. Table talk tomorrow, y'all.
All right. I'll be there as usual. All right. With that being said, peace, host, set family. And we're going to end out with Lord Jamar speaking on the Illuminati.
What do you think is hip-hop's obsession with the Illuminati?
I think it's just some shit to talk about. I mean, I think I discussed with you before, maybe off camera, where the Illuminati is some bullshit. Like, I believe that shit was put out there to actually make you scared of your own self. Because when you think about it, what does Illuminati mean? Illuminati means the illumined ones, the ones who give off the light. The light is giving off truth. You understand what I'm saying? So in all actuality, someone like me is the Illuminati. You dig what I'm saying? I'm the Illuminati. But now they got you scared of the Illuminati. You understand? I'm not some secret society who is trying to secretly push agendas and all. That's not who the Illuminati is. And that's where we got it fucked up. The Illuminati is actually the ones giving light, that shining light on certain things. You understand what I'm saying? So these people are actually the ones keeping things in the dark. So how could they be the Illuminati? They can't be. They can't be. But once again, they have us, they put that out there and make you scared of your own self. So now when someone tries to illuminate something to you, you hear the word Illuminati and you're like, oh, I'm not fucking with that. You see what I'm saying? Oh, you with the Illuminati? I'm not fucking with you. But these dudes are not with the Illuminati. Are they down with some shit?
You don't think Jay-Z, Kanye, all these dudes that have always had Illuminati rumors about them have nothing to do with any, all that?
Yo, I feel like maybe a handful of them know a little bit about, you know, rituals and things like of that nature, Masonic rituals and things like that. But are they architects of what they're doing? I seriously doubt it. Now, are they being used by other people? You understand what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. I forget who. I saw an interview with somebody. Oh, I think it was 2 Chainz. And he was talking about how maybe within the last 10 years, he said, you know, the director will put some shit in the video where, you know, the artist, these dudes are not doing no science, so they're just seeing some shit behind you, a statue behind you. They don't know what that statue represents or what these images or geometric symbols might be meaning that are in their videos. They're just thinking it's some fly shit. But now you got video directors or people who are paying for the video who know the science behind symbolism and things like that and are actually purposefully injecting these things into the video. And then who gets the blame is the artist, when a lot of them might not even know what it is. They just think it's some cool shit. You know what I mean? They might run around wearing Baphomets and all that, even though a lot of that shit is not, again, it's like saying Illuminati, like all of that shit is not even really some negative shit. They try to make you feel that it's negative. When you hear sayings about as above, so below, that's all just dealing with Tahuti and Hermeticism and you know what I mean? The science of as in space, it's always like in your body, you know what I mean? Like we are all universes within ourselves. But they got you scared of that type of shit when you see the goat and the horns and he's pointing, one his hand is pointing up and the other hand is pointing down. You think that's some satanic shit. That's why you don't fuck with it.
What's your take on Young Thug?
Oh. Ah. I'm not feeling him. Like, I seen the nigga in a video where he came out and all his niggas got guns and all this. They pulling out guns and shit. But he got on some real, like, womanly looking type shirt on. You know what I mean? Some real cowl neck type of shit. And it's like, the more effeminate shit that you do, the more you're going to have to do other shit to try to prove your manhood. So it's like these niggas will wear dresses and all this type of shit, but now they pulling out guns and all this type of shit, trying to prove that, yo, I don't give a fuck if I got a dress on. I'm still a hard nigga. I still ain't, don't front on niggas and throwing up gang signs and all that type of shit. It's like, where they do that at? Like, I've known some real gang-banging motherfuckers in my life. I'm talking Cali gang-banging niggas. You know what I mean? I've never seen a gang-banging dude wearing a dress or no shit like that, throwing up signs and all of that. The more you effeminate yourself, the more subconsciously you're going to want to prove that you're masculine.
You know, to be totally fair, you're going to find a lot of homosexual gang members in prisons.
Jail for a lot of niggas back in the days was like Vegas. You understand? What happens in jail stays in jail, which was not cool, you know what I mean, which is a weakness of mine. But a lot of these niggas, they might fuck a nigga in the ass in jail, but then when they come out, they not fucking with niggas. They was only doing it because they was locked up and they was savages and couldn't resist the sexual urge to not fuck nothing, you know what I mean, and they went ahead and fell victim to fucking a nigga in the ass. But then when they get out in the world, they back fucking with just girls, and they not doing that at all, you understand what I'm saying, and they damn sure not running around. Even if they caught this nigga in a dress somewhere privately, it's not like he coming out on the set. He not coming out on the set with a fucking dress on, you understand what I'm saying. Even if these niggas did this shit in private on the low, they not coming out like that, like in public type of shit. And I don't know that this nigga, I'm not saying this nigga Young Thug is gay. I don't know his sexual preference or not. But what I'm saying is, by emasculating yourself, that psychologically makes you want to prove your masculinity. So now if you get in a beef with a motherfucker, you know, instead of being able to handle it in a more calm, collected way, you know, a truly manly way where you don't have to fly off the handle and all of that, you might be more apt to pull out your gun now and try to shoot a nigga to prove something to a motherfucker, to prove that you a real man. Because psychologically, they looking at you in a certain kind of way. They looking at, and you know they looking at you in that way. You want to prove, nigga, I don't give a fuck. I know you see me with this dress on, but I'm still a hard nigga. I'll still pop your motherfucking ass. You see what I'm saying? And that actually helps lead to the bigger problems that exist within our society. You know what I mean? Murder and shit like that. You know what I mean? It's these emasculated young boys who don't have no father figure in the hood and who've been, you know what I mean, sometimes oppressed by their mothers, you know what I mean, who now go out here and, you know what I mean, disrespect women and, you know what I mean? Trying to prove their manhood. Out here running around having mad babies with different girls and all, not taking care of them, thinking they being a man. All because they were emasculated in the beginning. Like, this shit affects everyone. You know what I mean? It affects us. What another man wears, it does affect you. Because it affects his mind and what he does in society. You know what I mean? It affects what happens in society, and what happens in society is going to affect you, either directly or indirectly.